Wisconsin's unemployment rate is 2.9%, just a bit higher than the record low 2.8% this spring. And last year, our labor participation rate was one of the highest in the nation at about 68%. But a new report shows that it's been steadily declining over the past couple of decades. And that's not just a Wisconsin thing. The national labor participation rate has been down as well. One theory, able-bodied potential workers are sitting on the sidelines. But according to this report, that doesn't seem to be what's happening. Matt Curis is the Community Development Specialist with the UW Extension Center for Community and Economic Development. He's the co-author of the report, Windicators, Labor Participation Trends in Wisconsin. Matt, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for the invitation.
Well, we've touched on this in the past on the show, the labor participation rate, but dig into it a little. What does this mean? How do we measure it?
Sure. The participation rate differs from the unemployment rate in that it captures the number of individuals that are either actively employed or unemployed and looking for a job. So it's the share of the population that's actively engaged in the labor force, where the unemployment rate only captures those individuals that are looking for a job.
And this can muddy the waters when we just look at the unemployment number. Sometimes if unemployment goes down, that could mean more people have jobs. It could mean more people have given up looking for jobs. That latter tends to happen when the economy's bad.
That's correct. And one of the things that we've seen recently in Wisconsin is that we have seen the unemployment rate tick down historically over the last 20 years or so, but we're seeing it come back up across a number of different demographic categories.
Right. So who is not participating in the workforce? And you break this down by age in particular. Who is not participating in the workforce as much as they used to, say, in the pre-Great Recession days?
Well, one of the big downward trends we've seen is among individuals ages 16 to 19. And that's certainly gone down since the Great Recession. And it's actually rebounded a little bit more recently. But it's a long-term trend that's actually occurred since the 1980s. And we've also seen individuals age 25 to 54 have declined in participation rates over the last 20 years or so, but we're starting to see those come back up as well.
Let's look at those younger people, 16 to 19, I think was the number. That could be bad news, the young slackers, I guess. But in your report, you say, no, it's people not dropping out of school or maybe more prone to seek higher education that keeps them from pursuing jobs right away.
That's right. And certainly there may be some individuals that are sitting on the sidelines of that age group, but we have seen dropout rates declining over the last several decades, both in Wisconsin and nationally. We've also seen the number of college enrollments increasing. So that means that people, instead of opting for opportunities in the workforce, are instead opting for opportunities in education.
Now, let's key in on that 25 to 54, because that, as I understand, that's prime time for working. That's when we're expecting people to have the highest participation in the workforce. What have we seen there in ups and downs over the last couple of decades?
Well, a lot of individuals have looked at men aged 25 to 54 and looked at kind of the long-term decline in participation rates among those individuals. And indeed, we have seen participation rates of men 25 to 54 drop over the past two decades. A lot of the attention has been focused on the drop since the Great Recession, and certainly we did see a greater decline during the recessionary period and in the recovery period. But right now, in Wisconsin at least, we are back to pre-recessionary levels for that prime working age male population.
And we, looking at charts, we tend to track the national average when it comes to labor participation rates. We have higher participation rates at a pretty consistent level. They go down nationally, they go down here, but we stay a little higher. Do I have this right?
You are correct, Rob. And we've seen this for quite some time now, over the past three or four decades. We have been in the top 10 for participation rates when compared to all states in the nation. And we do tend to track the national rate for some manner, but we are above it in almost every single demographic category that we track.
We're talking about labor participation, who's in the workforce, with Matt Curis, a co-author of a report. He's with UW Extension's Center for Community and Economic Development. So there's this kind of mystery or concern, Matt, that the economy is doing better, unemployment is down, employers are having a harder time finding workers, and we have this labor shortage. Some people are saying, okay, it's because people, especially in those prime working years, are on the sidelines. People who could work aren't seeking to work. That's not what you're seeing in this report?
We're seeing a little bit of that, but it's not contributing as much as we think to the shortage of labor in the state of Wisconsin. So, for instance, if we had the same participation rate among 25 to 54-year-olds, or the prime working age population, as we had back in the year 2000, which is essentially when it peaked from the state of Wisconsin and the United States, we'd only add about an additional 25,000 workers to the workforce in the state of Wisconsin. The bigger story there is that our age structure is changing in the state of Wisconsin. In the last decade alone, due to the aging of our population, we've seen about 150,000 fewer people in that age group because of their aging out of our population.
Right, and I've buried the lead a little bit because I was working up to this point. That seems like it's the big story. We have a higher proportion of people in that 60-plus range. They understandably work at a lower, there's a lower percentage of them in the workforce. That is switching our job situation in Wisconsin.
That's correct. And one of the trends we've actually seen that's probably made it probably not quite as bad in the state as we would expect is that we've seen participation rates among individuals age 65 and older actually increasing, as well as participation rates among individuals 55 to 64. So had those participation rates not increased over the last decade or so, there'd be even fewer people in the workforce than there are now.
So let's start to talk about what this means for policies. Because if the story was, okay, these 25 to 54-year-olds, they're not coming into the workforce for whatever reason. They're sitting on the sidelines, as people are saying. That leads you to do one thing. If the question is, we have more people who are older and thus less likely to come into the workforce, that means something different from a policy angle.
That's absolutely correct. What it means is that we have to think more strongly about attraction. How do we get more workers to the state of Wisconsin? We actually do a fairly good job of retaining individuals. Our out-migration rates are really not that high compared to a lot of other places, but we don't do a very good job of attracting them from other places. I think another policy discussion that needs to occur in the state is how do we think more about things like automation? Automation is something that's scary to a lot of people, but at the end of the day, I think it's going to have to be part of the solution for a lot of industries and a lot of employers in the state.
If the core story here is demographics, our population is on average getting older, I mean, that's hard to fight from a policy angle, it seems to me.
That's right. Certainly, we can try and do more to attract folks to the state of Wisconsin, get more workers here, but we're going to have to think about how this structural issue faces us just beyond getting more people to the state of Wisconsin.
This is a national policy issue, might be beyond our control in Wisconsin. Some people have said, okay, the answer is, if we're not luring younger people from elsewhere in the United States, is the answer to look at young people coming from outside the United States. Could immigration potentially fill this worker gap in those lower age ranges?
I certainly think immigration has to be a greater conversation that we have. As you noted, it is more of a federal issue right now, but I do think it's going to have to be part of the solution for a number of industries in the state.
Is there something to be done by harnessing those older workers? You mentioned that, and we actually did a whole segment on this yesterday, more people in their 60s, 70s, 80s, higher percentages in the workplace than in the past. Can we keep tapping that reserve of workers?
Certainly you have seen, as you mentioned, the number of individuals age 55 to 64 and 65 and older staying in the workforce. And they do that for a variety of reasons. Some of it is financial or economic. They may not have the retirement savings they thought they would have and need to stay in the workforce. But I think for a lot of individuals, they just simply want to be engaged and part of a community and part of an economy. So those individuals, I think, do provide an opportunity for us to increase our workforce going forward. The challenge with those individuals, as they get older, the capacity to do a job they may have been doing for 20, 30 years before then may not be the same. So how do we think about new training opportunities and new engagement opportunities for that older workforce? And when we talk about workforce development, we typically talk about younger individuals and primate working individuals, but maybe there's an opportunity for our older workforce as well.
One thing we haven't gotten into, you look in the report a little bit about women in the workplace, a big rise, I think in the 70s, I want to say, from your report, where they, more and more women came into the workforce, and without them, economic growth would have been in big trouble, it sounds like.
Yeah, we saw that in the state of Wisconsin and also across the entire United States. If you look at participation rates historically back into the 40s, you see it as a hump, essentially. We saw strong growth in participation rates among the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, peaking in the 90s, now on the decline. And a lot of it had to do with women entering the labor force, which did drive a lot of economic growth that we saw in the United States.
Is that changing in recent years? Are we seeing men and women diverging in their labor participation?
We've seen a flattening of participation rates among women. Women tend to have a lower participation rate on average than men for a variety of factors. But we have seen mostly flattening around 80% in the state of Wisconsin over the last several decades.
Briefly, as we wrap up, you're working with the data that's out there. Is there one piece of information you wish you had that would really help flesh out the story that right now is hard for us to measure?
I think there's a lot of concern and analysis going on about how factors like disability and the opioid crisis are affecting participation rates, particularly among men in rural areas. And right now, it's really tough to tease out causality as whether or not these disability rates are affecting participation rates in one way or the other. So if we had better data on the motives and desires of individuals in those rural areas that may be dealing with those issues, that would be a great additional data set to have.
You know, if anybody's out there trying to get that kind of data.
Not off the top of my head, but I wish they were.
All right, Matt, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
We've been talking to Matt Curis, Community Development Specialist with the UW Extension Center for Community and Economic Development. We've been talking with him about a report on Wisconsin's declining labor participation rates. Now, you can maybe give us a little of that data if you are an employer, a worker yourself, if you've been out of the job market, coming back in. We'd love to hear your story. You can tweet us at Central Time WPR, message us on the Ideas Network Facebook page, or send us an email. What are you seeing in your community? Do you feel like, do you see more people going into the workforce than they were? Did you leave a higher paying job, having a hard time getting back in? Want to avoid that lower paying job? I don't know. Tell us your story. Email ideas@WPR.org.